The contract the University Professionals of Illinois had with Western was supposed to last another year and a half, but chapter president John Miller says the final year will be dropped. Instead, some changes are being made, and a new three-year pact will go into effect in July of next year.
So next year, underneath the current contract, the university there was a 4% pay increase. And after looking at the finances we had all throughout the course of this summer, the American Federation of Teachers were assisting us in analyzing the university budget. It became pretty apparent that there were going to be some serious challenges, not because of decisions necessarily the university has made, but really challenges that the state has created for the university. I think sometimes in this discussion we've lost focus on what the real problem is at this institution, as it is at all public higher education institutions in the state of Illinois, and that is the lack of funding that the state has been showing. So that became pretty evident to us and has been pretty evident for a while. And so what this contract does is it looks at that last year, expands the contract by two additional years, takes the 4%, spreads it out, and adds a little more of an increase over the time period while doing some other cleanup work on the in the contract and doing some other things that will help improve the working environment for all of our membership.
Does this in exchange avoid furloughs or actions like that?
It's very difficult to ever assume, because it's all of this is always dependent on the state funding. So if the state funding is cut again, then the challenges will come back and will have to be addressed. But this what this does is, according to the institution and knowing what they've talked about in some of their cuts, or hearing what some of their cuts were going to be, this will alleviate a lot of those immediate cuts and should decrease those challenges.
Does it allow for any expansion or hiring?
Hopefully, yes. You know, we don't we can't do that contractually. We have expressed our concerns about increasing hiring in particular areas and across the campus in different area in different ways. But ultimately, that's a management decision based on their needs and their funds. Labor contract cannot dictate those type of issues.
How do you feel your members benefit from this arrangement?
Well, it prevents a lot of the hard cuts that we were all going to deal with and have to deal with. And then it also creates labor security for the next 3 years. Everybody knows what's going to happen now for the next 3 years. We're at the present moment, if you walk around campus, there are a lot of people who are very frustrated and very worried about what next year looks like. And now this helps alleviate a lot of those challenges. And so people, I think, will create more security. People will feel more comfortable in their positions and will have a better understanding of what's going to happen. And so I think on that emotional level, which is very important. And then we're going to challenge the administration, the university community as a whole, and even our students to join with us on the bigger issue. And I think that's what we're trying to do, is an empowerment issue, and to empower our students, to empower our administration, to empower our members, and that is to fight for the funding that we need to have in the state of Illinois. You know, it amazes me sometimes that in the state we can come up with, or at least talk about coming up with $25 million to relocate a handful of executives from one part of the state to the next, but we can't come up with funding for universities that make it easier for students to be able to attend, that decrease those pressure, those tuition pressures that are there. And that's what we need to get our membership working on, and everybody in this community and the university and the students as well, because this is really the future of this state. If you look at study after study after study in terms of growing the economy, one of the biggest factors in that is is a very good public higher education system. And the state of Illinois has that, but it's slowly losing that due to its failure to fund institutions. You look at the public higher education system across this state, you will see that we have an amazing system of community colleges, the regional institutions downstate with Western and Eastern, the research ends, the quasi with the professional schools attached to it with SIU and NIU and ISU being more ag and teacher oriented as well. And then you have an amazing research institution through University of Illinois system. And then we have the urban schools up in the Chicagoland, from the Governor States, the Chicago States, and the Northeastern, added to a whole layer of very good community college systems. This is create a climate that will build the future of the economy. But if we start to continue to cut those funds and harm that system, we're going to start harming the ability of the state to attract employers, maintain the current employers that we have, and then also on top of that, grow new businesses. New businesses come from educated groups of people who work together, and the research that's done at the institutions and so forth, that we provide that knowledge and that training for folks to then develop their own businesses and the like. If the state starts to harm this job creation system, as they have been, the state's going to continue to find itself in trouble. This is really a big economic issue for this state, and I think we need to start focusing it on that issue.
John Miller is president of Western Illinois University's chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois. The union represents faculty members. Miller says details will be shared with members during meetings in Macomb and the Quad Cities next week. A vote on the tentative agreement is expected late next month. A full interview with Miller can be heard at tristatesradio.com. Western President Jack Thomas was not available to talk about the agreement. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.